Then you just kill some other scary woodland creature and cut its heart out. The wizard will never know the difference. The huntsman scratched his beard. That just might work. Joe didn't give the huntsman a chance to change his mind. He fell to his knees and yanked on the rope the huntsman used as a belt around his round belly to keep his pants up. The pants slipped to the huntsman's ankles. His thick cock was nestled in a carpet of hair, since his hairy chest extended all the way to his crotch and down his thighs. Joe devoured the prick as it lengthened by the second. "I see you've done this a time or two before," the huntsman chuckled, as Studley Joe White swallowed the prick halfway down his throat. In response, Joe's mouth formed a smile around the edges of the sweet-tasting cock. The huntsman grunted as he ground his sweaty, hairy crotch into the stud's face. "That's right. Take that dick. Suck on it harder. Choke on it." Joe happily complied. His tongue ran circles around the thick crown of the huntsman's cock. He bobbed his head up and down, plunging the prick deeper into his throat every time. Joe White's ability to suppress his gag reflex came in quite handy whenever he went down on a massive prick like that.